It's half time at Priesthill with the score. Gillingham 1, Oxford United 0. Gillingham distinctly second best in that first half. Oxford comprehensively outplaying the home side. Canfield a bit unlucky not to be ahead, really, the chances that they created. Gillingham looking all over the place at the back, missing the leadership from Andy Frampton, really not getting a lot of support from midfield. Lewis Montrose has looked pretty pedestrian so far, and Luke Rooney's not provided any impetus going forward or defensive cover on the left-hand side. Joe Martin has found himself booked, and I think he's going to do very, very well to get out of this game without being sent off. And I think Andy Hessenthal has done a very, very good job in replacing him as soon as possible. But Lewis Montrose, it was, despite having a poor half, who actually put Gillingham ahead just on the stroke of half-time. Brilliant piece of quality to Joe Kapoor. Superb take and turn. So Michael Dubry inside out, nutmegged him, got into the area, had a lovely shot with the outside of his foot that could only be palmed away by the goalkeeper, landed at the feet of Lewis Montrose, who cut inside his man, rifled it into the top corner from about 25 yards to put Gillingham into a barely deserved half-time lead. They've got plenty to work on in the dressing room at half-time. They look in real trouble at the back, and you can see Oxford getting in, back into this game unless they get their defence sorted out at half-time. So, half-time it is. Gillingham, Cameron says, very, very lucky to be a goal up, but ahead they are. It's Gillingham 1, Oxford United 0.
If anyone has lost any